Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, December 19th, 2025, and we have a great mix of nonprofit headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. AdApp Advocacy unveils infographic on 340B drug pricing program. AdApp Advocacy unveiled an infographic as part of its 340B project, highlighting declining charity care by hospitals and its impact on patients, particularly minorities. The 340B Too Big to Fail charity care infographic reveals that patients owe over $220 billion in medical debt, with a significant portion owed to hospitals. Black and Hispanic communities are disproportionately affected. The infographic is part of a national advocacy campaign questioning the sustainability of the 340B drug pricing program. For more information, visit AdApp Advocacy's website.
Hero Awards and Substackers derive unique approaches to UN's 17 goals aided by 7 sequenced AIs. The Hero Awards has unveiled a new approach to tackling the UN's 17 Sustainable Development Goals, utilizing a 7-step workflow powered by 7 AI systems. This methodology, designed for everyday changemakers, aims to translate each of the UN's 169 SDG targets into actionable plans. By combining the strengths of top AI systems, participants can create practical solutions in just a few hours. The process involves a sequence of AI models, each building upon the previous one, to enhance and refine proposals. Completed solutions are archived for study and improvement, with winners receiving recognition and the ability to honor others who complete the protocol. This innovative approach not only generates impactful outcomes, but also enhances participants' analytical and creative skills. Substack creators have been a significant source of new project participants, democratizing planetary stewardship and human flourishing. To learn more, visit theheroaward.net.
Sophia Deleuze and Manik Bon open Search Atlas Animal Sanctuary in Colombia. Sophia Deleuze and Manik Bon have opened Search Atlas Animal Sanctuary in Colombia, a permanent refuge for rescued animals. Currently home to over 30 animals, including donkeys, dogs, cats, sheep, chickens, a rabbit, and a mother cow with her calf, the sanctuary provides long-term care for animals in need. Supported by proceeds from Search Atlas, the AI-powered SEO platform, co-led by Deleuze and Bon, the sanctuary offers veterinary care, proper nutrition, and specialized attention for each resident. Follow Sophia Deleuze on Instagram for updates on the sanctuary and its residents.
The Dairy Alliance launches free grant writing support pilot to help dairy farmers. The Dairy Alliance, a nonprofit funded by dairy farm families in the Southeast, has launched a pilot program in partnership with LASSO to provide free grant consulting and grant writing support for eligible dairy farm projects. This program aims to help farmers secure public funding for equipment upgrades, infrastructure improvements, and energy projects without the burden of navigating complex grant applications. By offering end-to-end support, including identifying grant opportunities and managing post-award requirements, LASSO aims to help farmers focus on sustaining their family businesses and investing in the future. Dairy farmers interested in participating can contact the LASSO team or Mackenzie Panhens for more information on eligibility and how to get involved.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.